Our devotion today comes from John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Probably one of the earliest books that I received as a little child was a green catechism, tiny little cloth book, and it's got my name written in it. And ever since that age, probably 3-4 years old, I have been taught the commandments and the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and so on. Right away, my parents wanted to make sure that I recognized and knew the voice of Jesus, that I understood the very one in whose name I had been baptized, who had come to save me, was a voice that I would need to follow and listen to throughout my whole life. And I often think I don't always listen to the voice of Christ, even when I know what he would tell me on certain things. And when has it ever benefited me in my life when I have disregarded the voice of Christ, especially long term? There's a test for ignorance, they say, and it goes like this. It means that you make the same mistake over and over and over again and never change, never really learn from your mistakes. I remember one of my professors in seminary used to say, when Jesus refers to us as sheep, he doesn't mean it as a compliment. And that's true. Sheep are known for being rather ignorant. They're prone to wander off into danger and to do the same things over and over again. And they often don't recognize what a dangerous situation that they're in. And they often likewise overestimate their ability to make it through something that would be rather dangerous. What a picture of us with our spiritual lives before God. Listening to someone's voice is very important. Think about how important different voices are to you. I used to work in a retail store, and a little girl had gotten lost one day. And nobody could comfort her until her mother came along. And as soon as she heard her mother's voice, her head turned and she knew that it was someone who was there to take care of her. I remember getting lost when I was about 6 or 7 years old and finally hearing my father's voice in the crowd. It's amazing what we recognize and identify inside of someone's voice. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." Now, there are other voices in the world that certainly call out to us and try to give us ideas and instruction about our lives that are contrary to the voice of Christ. But those aren't voices that have ever laid down their life for us. Those aren't voices that have paid for our sins so that we could go to heaven. The Good Shepherd is the one who calls to us through his word and speaks to us and invites us to follow that voice because it's always one that will lead us in the right way and ultimately take us to heaven. The Good Shepherd knows all of the concerns of his sheep. He knows what's different and unique about each one of the sheep in his care. And he knows the things that are the greater temptations for them as well. We can see this with Jesus' ministry. Think of the crippled man at the pool of Bethsaida. Jesus knew all the details of this man's life. Or the woman at the well. Jesus even knew how many men she had been living with throughout her life. Though they are all unique and different, God has a special path to take each one of us on to have us finally arrive in heaven. And he knows exactly how to guide and direct each one of us because he knows us so intimately well, just like a parent who knows their child very well also. Your Lord Jesus personally knows what is best for you and guides you through his word so that someday you can be with him and his entire flock of sheep in the beautiful pastures of heaven. Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into this world to give your life for us and also calling out to us your sheep through your word. We pray that you would give us hearts of faith to turn our heads toward your voice and always follow you as we look forward to the day you take us to our eternal home. We pray it all in your saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.